Welcome back, friends, to part two of Meal Planning is Self-Care, how to stop putting yourself last and finally prioritize you. Now, in the first part, we talked about if you ever felt like you're always the last priority between work, family, and other obligations, it can actually be hard to find time for yourself. And then when it comes to meal planning and trying to meal prep, that often falls by the wayside when you're stretched thin, and then you end up resorting to convenience or even takeout or all of the above. Now, if you're somebody who struggles with this and you're a successful woman, I put out the offer, and you need help and accountability when it comes to meal planning, there are two things that you can do. You can head over to the website, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/toolkit. And that is the self-led, the self-care action that you're going to take to plan your meals for you and your family to help you make better nutrition choices and reduce the stress and the decision fatigue of what's for dinner every single night. And you just want to plan, you want to know what to do. This is exactly for you. But if you're somebody who does need that accountability, that walking through it, just Verona, tell me what to do, and you just want to be guided in this, I don't dictate to you, you got to eat this, you got to eat that, because that's boring. But I do walk alongside you and make it make sense for you and your life. There you can go to vipmealplan.com and choose between the basic option. If you just want it done for yourself, you go and do that. Or if you want my support with it, then you choose the VIP option, which is why it's called vipmealplan.com. That is vipmealplan.com. And now let's get into part two. Meal planning is self-care. How to stop putting yourself last and finally prioritize you. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Okay, friends, welcome back to a brand new episode. This is part two of Lose Weight with Meal Planning. My name is Verona. If you are just tuning in, I recommend you go listen to part one, but you can listen to part two and then listen to part one, or you can listen to them all together, however you choose. But we talked about that, and I'm not going to recap it here. We just talked about it in the intro. But why is meal planning self-care? Well, meal planning is an important act of self-care because it helps you eat healthier. Now, when you take the time to plan out your meals for the week ahead or the 2 weeks ahead or the month, you can focus on things that are actually nice and nutritious to your body, to your gut flora, to your microbiome, aka your gut health. Some of us, when we're busy, we don't have time to go to the bathroom to do a number two or even a number one, aka pee-pees and the poo-poos. But when it comes to making sure you're getting the right amount of nutrients and fiber and ingredients, especially if you're doing meal planning, this also means that you can have balance. So you are eating some carbohydrates, you are eating some healthy fats, and you are eating some proteins. Now, healthy fats are the more nutrient dense, but when it comes to balance, you're having a balanced amount. And you can do that whether you're tracking your macros or not. So whether you're tracking your macros, whether you're meal planning, if you're trying to lose weight, you can do it on the either end of the spectrum. But the point is, you are trying to get to eat healthier things. And this means that you're no longer guessing what you're going to eat. Those nighttime nightmares of what's for dinner, you don't need to ask yourself that anymore. And you don't need to resort to the quick, unhealthy takeouts every single night. When you plan ahead, this helps you grocery shop intentionally. You can buy all the fresh produce, you can buy the lean proteins, the whole grains, and the healthy fats that you need to cook the meals that you've planned for that week ahead. So you don't waste food, you don't waste money, and you're not impulsive. Having the healthy ingredients to hand actually means that you'll follow through on your cooking and enjoy the food that you're doing. We talked about it saves you from that decision fatigue that ends up leading to poor choices. And you don't need to spend half an hour trying to figure out what you're going to make. When healthy home-cooked meals become a regular habit for you, you actually feel better physically and mentally. And that goes so far. I cannot tell you how much this has revolutionized. You've got a clearer mindset. You've got a clarity of thinking. You've got more energy. That brain fog that we often have, we don't have anymore, because we're actually having balanced food. And when I say balanced, what I basically mean is you're having a balance of all the nutrients, carbs, vitamins, minerals, fats, and lean proteins. Like I mentioned, you feel better. And then meal planning gives you control over your diet, aka the way that you eat on a day-to-day basis. I don't mean diet in terms of restricting yourself from food. And nothing, I tell you, absolutely nothing feels more empowering than consistently feeding your body with foods that you love. And your body will tell you. Believe me, if you're somebody who's used to going to the bathroom every 3 or 4 days, when you actually have a plan to make sure you're getting the right amount of fiber, to make sure you're getting the right amount of nutrients and carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates over simple carbohydrates, meaning the ones that give us energy really quickly, when you're prioritizing that, and you don't have to track your macros to do this, but when you're prioritizing that over anything else, your body will feel it. Studies have shown it takes 2 weeks for those changes to come into play. 2 weeks. What would it feel like for you to create a meal plan, be consistent with it as much as you can, and in 2 weeks, notice the difference mentally and physically? Now, I'm not saying you're going to lose 50 pounds in 2 weeks, obviously not, but you can still feed it physically and you can still feed it mentally. This is the power of nutrition, just changing up your habits and being consistent and intentional about it. It happened to me. I've lost 15 pounds, not in 2 weeks, but by meal planning alone. Now, next, meal planning actually saves you time. Now, when you're trying to decide what to cook every night after a long day, it's exhausting. It's tiring. I don't do it. In fact, pick somebody else. Pick somebody else to do it. But meal planning helps you reduce this decision fatigue, as I've mentioned, because it helps you choose the meals that you're going to have ahead of time. It's Wednesday. I do my meal planning on Thursdays. I plan my meals, get my grocery shop on Friday, and then I get it delivered on Saturday. Sunday, I'm doing my meal planning. That is how I meal plan consistently every week. And that's how I've lost 15 pounds because I've been consistent. Yes, I've had takeaways. Yes, I've had other foods and I've still lost 15 pounds. Did I tell you I lost 15 pounds? I don't need to stand in front of the kitchen. I don't need to stand in front of the fridge trying to figure out what to make, causing myself stress, causing myself anxiety. Meal planning also leads to you having less takeout, because when you've got healthy home cooked meals that you've already planned, you're less tempted to order in delivery or takeout on the nights that you're busier. If you want takeout on the nights that you're busier, you plan for it, you put it in your meal plan. This will save you time, this will save you headache, this will save you money. You don't have to wait around when there's healthy meals in your crock pot or in your fridge. When you're meal planning, it also means that you have the right ingredients that you need to make those quick, easy, homemade meals. And I give you help on doing that. When it comes to recipes, you know those recipes the most. But if you're trying to be nutritious, then there are ways to tweak it. Not make alternatives, because some alternatives are not nice at all. Okay. But it's about making things that you are getting the benefits from. So your body is actually telling you, oh, can I have some more of that? And it's telling you, oh, no, we don't want that. Your body is always talking. If you're listening, you will hear the things that it's saying. Next, the meal planning actually reduces the stress. Meal planning, or making decisions in general, can actually be taxing. Figuring out what to eat for multiple meals every single day adds up. The constant need to come up with meal ideas. What are you going to eat? And then you've got to check if you have the right ingredients is an unnecessary source of stress. Yes, you've heard it here from a meal planning coach. But meal planning eliminates that burden of trying to decide what to cook. But you need a plan, and you need a plan in place. With a plan in place, you know exactly what you're making and when you're going to make it. It reduces the mental load around food, and it frees up your brain power for other areas of your life. So you can then give other things in your life that mental capacity, the thought that you need to give it, because you're not worrying about what's to eat, what's for dinner, what am I going to have. You're not having to worry about the anxiety because you've already got it sorted. Now, how do you set yourself up for success? Well, firstly, if you're planning ahead, you waste less and you spend less. Most of my clients actually want those two things: to stop resorting to convenience more, and they want to waste less, and they want to spend less. Wasting less, what does that look like? Well, you've already got groceries in your fridge, but you're like, open up the fridge and you're like, nope, this is too complicated, it's too overwhelming. You close the fridge and you're like, hello, DoorDash, and you order any convenience, or you just get convenience that you've already got in the fridge. But how about you mix and match that? I've worked with clients who have children. I've worked with clients who don't have children. These are the things that we do. I've had clients that have been on delivery kits like HelloFresh or Green Chef or other foods like that. And so there's still nutrition coaching happening. There's still meal planning happening. We've done meal planning sessions together. I have not had to choose the menu. I have not had to choose the foods. And building a meal plan around your HelloFresh, building a meal plan around your kit, even had clients who have changed their food delivery because they were way too carb heavy and it wasn't a balance. Nothing wrong with carbohydrates. It was just 2 cup, and even myself personally, I found there was one particular one that was 2 cup heavy. Every week is potatoes and rice. What if I just want chickpeas? What if I want some butter beans and I just want some salad? Okay, those two don't really go together, but my point here is this: what if I want something healthy? What if I want to make a healthy option? And so there were always a carbohydrate option, but it wasn't a balanced option. And that's the difference. You can have convenience. You can buy meal planning kits. I can order them for you. I can track the nutrition for you. I can do all of that for you. However, it has to have carbohydrates, a complex carb, a healthy fat, and a lean source of protein. Whether that's plant-based, whether that is poultry or fish-based protein, it still has to have a balance, as well as vitamins and minerals for your body to actually get the nutrients that it needs and it cries and it thrives for. It's great having a delivery kit, but if it's just rice and potatoes, that's dodge. That's going to block you up for hours. It doesn't mean that you can't have it. I'm not saying you can't have it, but you have to have balance. So when you're setting yourself up for success, you do have to preface that meal planning takes effort, especially when you're just getting started. But here are a few tips that you can make it an easy, sustainable habit. 1, 100% you need to start small. Don't try and plan a month's worth of dinners right from the get-go. Start with just 3 days or 5 days to get into the swing of things. With a time, you can start to increase the number of days that you plan for. This is what I do with my clients. When my clients come to me, we plan one at a time. Now, I've had clients who have not been my dream clients. And now, which is why you hear me talking on the podcast, who I coach for, the women who know that their health is an investment. If you think that your health is an expense and you're always making excuses, this is not the podcast or the coaching service for you. But if you know that your health is an investment and you're ready to invest any amount so you can get healthy, you're done with dieting, you're at an age now where you have to be intentional about the food choices that you're making, and you want to do that with a plan that fits you, fits around your busy lifestyle, fits around your family, it just fits and something that you enjoy, then you are intentional with that. And that's where you know that you don't need to try to overreach or you overarch, you're trying to do too much too soon. You already know that as long as it takes, but I'm in it for the long haul. Next, you need to use the sales around the stores. Check the grocery store flyers for what's on sale each week. Then you can plan some recipes around those discounted ingredients. This helps cut food costs. But if you're somebody who is like, you know what, whatever it costs, I'm ready to buy it, then you don't really need to buy the sales. The sales are an option. They're not necessary. It's optional. You don't need to go in the sales. And sometimes they put these things on and they buy 2 for 1 and you've already got 2 at home and you've just wasted money. So you're just doing these things if you absolutely need them. If you don't need them, skip this step. Next is something that I do myself, and it's helped me lose 15 pounds. It is absolutely tried and true. Now, before I give you this next tip, if you don't know already, I used to dislike meal planning. Absolutely used to hate meal planning because it was boring. Everything I saw about meal planning was elaborate recipes. Recipes looked good, but it was just too long. I don't have time. I was one of my people, one of the clients that I don't want to work with. And the reason why I don't want to work with that particular type of client is because I can't convince you to get healthy. I just can't. I really can't. But I became one of those clients that I was like, no, I haven't got time. I don't got this. And I saw my health as an expense until it got to a point where I had to choose to be intentional about my health because I got sick. When you get sick, you buck up your ideas, you fix up really quickly, but you shouldn't get to the point where you're sick. This is where you decide that self-care and stop putting yourself last is a non-negotiable. It's not for discussion. It is a thing where you've seen way too many people around you frivolously. One minute they're here, the next minute they're not. And that's because they could have made healthier choices in their nutrition, in their movement, etc. Not everybody, but in fact, according to the American Heart Association, according to them, heart disease is one of the biggest killers. And that's diet-related heart disease. I'm on the journey to completely cut out ultra-processed foods from my diet myself. Yeah, I can have them once a week or twice a week. But once a week or twice a week, research and science has actually shown that's once a week too much. Because they're so filled with saturated fats and trans fats and fats that aren't good for our bodies, but we still fill it with them. I recently just did a blood test and there was hardly any blood that was coming out of my body. I was like, what's going on? Usually it takes a few drops to fill up the 400 mils. But the blood, I did 2 fingers, it wasn't coming out. And I'm like, what is going on? I obviously need a blood test to see that I'm low on iron. And I'm like, oh, this is not good. But the blood test tells you about your saturated fats, your trans fats. So you can choose the levels and the tests that you're going to do. I always do LDL cholesterol and high cholesterol to see and to have biomarkers and to test over what it was last time and to see the improvements. Because if you want to lose weight and you're just looking at the scale, and people tell you throw away the scale, you can't see what's going on the inside. You can't see that you've got high cholesterol. Your doctor might tell you, or your waist circumference might actually tell you, but oftentimes we don't want to accept that. We don't want to accept it. We don't want to hear it because it means change, because it means not eating our favorite foods, because it means this, because it means that. Yes, if it saves your health, absolutely. And that's the difference between successful women. They know the cost of not being here, what that means to their family, what that means to their children, what it means for their loved ones. It's a lot. But when you have that switch, and that's what happened to me, but when you have that switch, you know now you have no time to play. But my next tip is cook once, eat twice. Double the recipes so you have leftovers. Or you purposely make extra portions to use later on in the week. If you've got pre-prepped food, this makes putting together meals a whole lot easier. Lastly, you've got to stay flexible. Don't get upset if an ingredient runs out or plans change. Be willing to swap one meal for another when you need to do it. The point is reducing your stress, not trying to be perfect. And that, my friends, is the end of today's episode. We talked about, part two was nice and short, but we talked about why meal planning actually is self-care, why meal planning saves time, it reduces your stress and helps your budget. And it also sets yourself up for success. See, this was a key word and a key theme in today's episode. Now, don't worry if you're not somebody off the bat that is a successful woman. You can get here, but you have to do that. I can't help you do that, but I can help you move forward when you're ready to make your health an investment. And that sometimes takes time. It took me time to get to that place. But if you're not here already, it isn't a case of, oh my goodness, you know what? I'm not here. I'm excluded. No, you're not. You can still do these tips. These tips can absolutely apply to you when you're ready for them too. And I hope you've got something useful from today's episode. Don't forget to start small. Use the sales if they are needed. If you don't need them, don't waste your money on them. Even if the sales boards are really pretty, you don't need it, especially if you've got them already at home. Cook once, eat twice is the one biggest meal planning tool that's helped me as a meal planning coach lose 15 pounds and keep it off. Stay flexible is one of the biggest ones because we are too rigid when it comes to things, ideas, and plans. It's all right. Things are not going to go to hand every single day, and they're not going to go to hand the way that we want. And that is all we've got time for. If you're somebody who wants more information about how you and I can work together, head over to the website vipmealplan.com. VIPmealplan.com, choose what option supports you and your needs, and we will get started. If you want to have a conversation with me beforehand, head over to Instagram, Lose Weight with Meal Planning, send me a DM or email me support@vanutritioncoaching.co.uk or jump on a call, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/schedule. All of the links for you to work with me and get in touch are in the show notes below. I'm passing the baton over to you to take action. Which one will you take? Can't wait to see you in the next episode and in VIPmealplan.com. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites, tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk and I'll see you in the next one.